And we've had our friends on before the holidays, some Ocean State Job Lot, and they have many locations here in Maine and New Hampshire, and they're a great outfit, great team, by the way. I'm sure they're looking for good team members if you want to work for a good company. But what they've done is they've gotten a lot of coats donated, almost 50,000, to provide warmth for our veterans this winter. It's a great thing they do, and they've really hit the ball out of the park on this one. And I believe joining us is the director of the Ocean State Job Lot Charitable Foundation. He's been with us before. Is it David? Is David with us on the GMI Studios? Are you there, David?
He is. I'm right here.
How are you? And I'll let you. I think it's Sarlito or Sarlito?
Sarlito. That's correct.
How are you?
I am not as cold as I was yesterday, but it's promising to be even colder tomorrow. So we're sort of bracing for it, which kind of leads into the people who don't have coats need coats, and our job is to get them out there, and that's what we're talking about today.
What a fulfilling something to focus on, something positive, and your customers, your team. Tell us about what you've been able to do, and I thank you on behalf of a lot of the veterans out there. I think it's a very nice thing you do. Tell us about it.
Well, Ocean State Job Lot has had a warm spot for veterans and military families for an awful long time. Oh, in general, we don't think they probably get as much service and support as they ought to. But we know the government can't do everything. So we think private organizations like us can step up and do this.
I think we know that these days. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, it is. Well, you know, I don't want to necessarily grasp about what's not. Well, Job Lot.
I'm staying positive.
I'm
staying positive. Go ahead.
I think that's probably the best way to be. So it's several years ago, I think it was about 5 years ago, we had an idea of providing, and I think a bunch of us had come across the path of a veteran or a military member who needed a coat. I said, well, let's formalize something with the company. And we tested it the first year, it's about 5 years, and 5 years ago, and we ended up offering people the opportunity, if they come into the store and buy one of the coats that we have on sale there, and they turn around and give it to me for donation to a veteran, I will give them a Crazy Deal gift card for free, essentially, you know, paying for the coat that they just paid for. And then we'd turn it around and donate it through a number of different agencies across New England and the Northeast. And we went through 1,000 coats. I think it was even a week. Wow. I think we tested it, and it was just a few days. And then we said, we're on to something, and people are feeling the way we are. So this past year, I think 5 years into the program, it's actually closer to 50,000. The number that was circulated broadly was about 48. But what that didn't include, which was really interesting, is a number of businesses decided they would buy the coats. And then when we turned around to give them their gift certificates or their gift cards, they gave us the gift cards back and said, could you please buy hats, gloves, and scarves to go with the coats? And there are a half dozen companies that bought $5,000 worth of coats as part of the program. And so that pushed us very, very close to 50,000. And I'll tell you, in New Hampshire, given the number of stores that we have there, that's a very generous group of individuals, because I think we came in at about 6,800 coats. Now, Hampshire's not that big a place compared to Massachusetts, where we have 50 plus stores, and Connecticut, where we have, you know, 20 to 30 stores. We don't have that many in New Hampshire. So to have 67, we do. It's, you know, I think it's like 12 to 15 stores roughly. But to come away with 6,800 coats was wonderful. It says a lot for the folks there. And so we work with American Legions, VFWs, the Coast Guard, Clear Path New England to distribute, as well as a lot of first responder groups, state police, to distribute coats. Because sometimes there will be a veteran somewhere that does not really want to be found.
Right.
And these organizations know how to reach them safely and offer it or not. It depends. It's certainly their choice.
Right.
But it was a real good turnout this year, and I can't thank the people from New Hampshire enough for their generosity.
Well, the thank goes to you, David Sarlitto. He's the head of the Ocean State Job Lot Charitable Foundation. And, David, I think what you've done, almost 50,000 good warm coats for veterans, is very commendable, and I think it's wonderful. And I applaud you and your team, because I think Ocean State Job Lot, you have a great sense about community, and that's a big increase over the years past. So I give you big kudos for that, David. And, again, Executive Director, Ocean State Job Lot Charitable Foundation. One thing, David, I think it's great you recognize, and that's why I'm a big fan of Veterans Count, one of our great sponsors, and we've raised, I guess, through this show, almost $1 million over the years in our Make 12-Hour Count Radiothon we have in March. But veterans sometimes don't want to be found, as you said. They don't want the handout. It's a hand up. And, you know, I think it's very important. That's why on our Pulse of NH homepage, it took me a little bit, but on one page now, right front and center, one click, all the nonprofit veteran service groups in the entire state by region is on one page with contacts, email, and phone numbers. So if a veteran in Candia, New Hampshire, is interested in the horse equine therapy that's there, they might not know it's there. A veteran in Nashville may not know about some transitional housing. A veteran in Salem may not know about furniture for veterans. A veteran in Coos County may not know. So we put them all on one page, all the wonderful veteran service groups, and it's part of my push to make New Hampshire one of the most veteran-friendly states in America. But it's community players and partners like you, David, that make a big difference with what you've done, and how you've done it is very commendable.
Well, if I can add, and I'm kicking myself for not adding, if within those folks listening to your program, and I'm sure there are quite a few, especially some veteran-sensitive individuals, please reach out to us for a distribution of coats. We can't know where everybody is. We can't know where all the service agencies are. However, if somebody raises their hand and lets us know, David, we could really use 50 coats in this area, and this is how we plan to distribute them, I will by all means get coats to them. So It's cold out, and I don't want them in a warehouse when they should be on somebody's back.
And
so raise your hand, let us know, and we'll take care of it.
What's the best way to get in touch with you, David?
I'm going to do the thing everyone says you shouldn't. You can call me on my cell, and I will arrange. That's Job Lot is a pretty flat organization, so we're empowered to make differences and take action. So I'm at 617-283-1602. If there is an organization, and you have to kind of be vetted out. You can't just say, I want coats to distribute. If it's an organization that's on record, certified, I will get coats to you through our stores, because the last thing I want are coats sitting here when it hits 2 degrees out, and they should be on somebody's back.
Isn't it nice, David, before we let you go, too, and thank you to your team at Ocean State Job Lot. And we have so many locations in our listening region in Maine and New Hampshire. But isn't it nice, David, to focus on something positive, do something positive in this day and age? Because it's cathartic and it's contagious in a good way. And when you focus on something positive and you get it done, it is good for your soul and spirit that you know you're helping, and especially veterans. I think it's awesome.
I could not agree with you more. And the amount of positive that's out there, it is amazing. People just don't want to turn over the rock because there's too much negative going on.
Right.
So there's a lot going on at Job Lot, but thank you very much for sharing a light on it.
Well, and again, David, we just had a listener who's a regular listener, is a big veteran advocate, Marga Culp, wanted me to let you know that she would hope that someone on your team and your foundation for the coats could get in touch with Liberty House in Manchester, because they will take coats and they can distribute them to some of their residents there. So Liberty House, I don't know if you've already working with them in Manchester, the state's largest city, is looking. They just contacted listening to you. They're looking for coats. They'll get them out. So Liberty House, if you want to make a note, they're easy to contact. I'm sure they'll take it.
I will. I'll get on the line with them. Thank you very much for that.
Thank you, David. Make it a great Thursday.
Take care.